This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukraine is denying that Russian forces control the small salt mining town of Soledar, where fierce battles have continued to rage. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Moscow's defense ministry said airborne units had cut off Soledar from the north and south. And the mercenary group Wagner, which has spearheaded the assault, said on Tuesday it now controlled the small salt mining town, despite pockets of Ukrainian resistance in the center. But Ukraine's military denied Soledar had fallen and said its defensive lines had not been breached. Victory in Soledar would have symbolic, military and commercial value for Moscow after battlefield setbacks in recent months, and provide a base to intensify attacks on Bakhmut.
Once again, that was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Palestinian officials say one Palestinian was shot dead early Thursday morning during overnight raids in a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Israeli military officials said its forces came under attack by locals during the raid and responded with what they called riot dispersal methods and live ammunition. The West Bank has seen a surge of violence as Israel stepped up the operations in response to a series of street attacks in its cities last year. Palestinian officials say six Palestinians have been killed in the raid so far this year, including three teenagers. No Israeli soldiers have been killed in the operations. Israel said the raids are a security measure targeting suspected militants. Palestinians consider the raids a form of collective punishment and say they are fighting against decades of Israeli occupation. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it is calling on China to provide more information about its surge in COVID-19 cases. WHO Emergencies Director Michael Ryan told reporters the Global Health Agency still believe that deaths are heavily underreported from China. This is VOA News. A source tells the Associated Press that U.S. President Joe Biden's legal team has found more classified documents in a location linked to the president. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A person familiar with the matter says they were found in a second location, separate from the small number of classified documents a lawyer for the president says were found at Biden's former Washington office space. The revelation comes after White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre dodged questions about the president's handling of classified information, noting his lawyers immediately notified the National Archives about the first batch.
They did the right thing.
But she repeatedly refused to answer other questions, including whether there were more classified documents at other locations, pointing to an ongoing Justice Department review.
And so I'm just not going to speak to this from here.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The western U.S. state of California has been hit by seven storms since the end of December, and two more slightly weaker storms are expected before the state gets a reprieve. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the latest.
Cleanup and repair in California as rain eased in many areas. Suzanne Toby describes what it was like in Montecito.
It's like just living in the waterfall. It's just really pretty horrific.
At least 18 deaths have been tied to the storms that began hitting the state late last month. Lindsay Doan's son Kyle vanished after their vehicle was swamped near San Miguel.
He came to me and I was able to grab onto him, but the current was pushing my arm around the tree.
Their hand slipped.
And his last words to me was, "Mom, it's okay. Just be calm."
Thunderstorms have already led a new atmospheric river into Northern California. Forecasts call for more storms this weekend and next week. I'm Ben Thomas.
Australia's Victoria state government said on Thursday it has ruled out holding a state funeral or memorial for Cardinal George Pell. Pell, a leading Roman Catholic conservative and former top Vatican official who was acquitted in 2020 of child sexual abuse accusations, died on Tuesday at the age of 81. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews told reporters in Melbourne that an official ceremony would be distressing for victims of child sexual abuse.
I think more importantly, at what will be a very challenging time for victim survivors, to send the clearest possible message that we see you, we believe you, we support you, and you are at the centre of not only our thoughts, not only our words, but our actions.
An Australian appeals court overturned convictions that Pell sexually assaulted two choir boys in the 1990s.